Welcome to another Spin Cycle look at the lumps and thumps in the political media. Today's topic, the Queen's Sacrifice. I sometimes refer to politics as the chess game of ideas because it reflects not only what it is, but also my opinion about how it should be covered. Sometimes in the chess game, a shrewd player will sacrifice a piece, allow the other side to have it because the resulting board is stronger for them. Usually it's a pawn that is sacrificed, but for a greater advantage, one might sacrifice a more powerful piece. So truly, letting go of Karl Rove over his role as a confirming source in the CIA leak case would be a queen sacrifice. Would it really be worth it? Possibly so. You might regard me as crazy for saying that. Rove has been called Bush's brain, the architect, turd blossom. Besides, nothing is forcing Bush to do this, which is exactly what makes it all the more potent a move. What separates Bush in the minds of his supporters, particularly his more centrist supporters that he has been losing lately, is the impression that he will make decisions based on principle rather than polls or expediency. Bush can get up and say that despite how valuable Rove's contribution has been, it is more important to make the principle clear that all national security secrets must be protected at all levels. Before you start feeling sorry for Rove in this scenario, bear in mind that he will not get 3 steps outside the White House gates before the networks would be making huge offers for him to host a show. Because frankly, a news opinion show hosted by Karl Rove would slaughter anybody else in a head-to-head ratings battle. So suffice it to say that Rove's so-called fall would be nicely cushioned by landing on a mountain of money. But what of the neoconservative cause? Well, start with the boost to Bush's image for having made the principled decision without being forced to, and the conservatives being able to play upon a supposed martyrdom. But beyond that, having your number one high priest have his own heavily promoted hour of the primest of prime time every weeknight is not a bad thing for any cause. And just because he's no longer on the payroll does not mean that Karl Rove would have to lose his top row position on the Oval Office speed dial. What Karl Rove really does better than anybody else is to frame issues and set priorities. And that might be done even more effectively outside as a media king rather than a political queen. For Spin Cycle, I'm Daniel Raymond on 90.1 KSAK.